Welcome, everyone, to All In Healing, Health, Harmony, and Happiness on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, Kimberly Carlson. During this show, you will begin your journey to total healing. My true passion is to help people to heal from physical, mental, spiritual, and emotional patterns of trauma and other negative energies. These elements arise and manifest as disease, pain, and discomfort in the body. The one true pathway to health, happiness, and harmony comes from really diving deep into the root cause of every issue and rising up to higher vibrations that will bring you abundance, freedom, and the unconditional self-love, which is who you really are. Are you all in? I know you are. So let's get started. All In Healing with Health, Harmony, and Happiness begins now.
I love that. I'm listening to that opening, and I'm just like got a big fat smile on, because yesterday, Kimberly Carlson joining me here today, this is All In Healing. We did that yesterday, and it was so fun because I was, I have to tell you, we got through that really quickly, really energized, and the music for it. It was really sweet the way things come together. And that's what today's show is about too. It's about talking about, you know, what happens when we learn about the things we need to know. And what is it that's underneath here? Something like a hidden truth, so to speak, that intuitively you know. And I think that, you know, when I listen to that intro, it's really kind of smiley. It makes me smile, because when people step into their passion and purpose, like you're going to hear from Kimberly today, when you do that, when you begin that journey into total healing, and I mean total, I mean looking at the energetic patterns, when we do that, things can shift. But just so you know, you're going to hear a story today about who Kimberly Carlson is. Kimberly Carlson is somebody that doesn't really come out and talk about All In Healing because she read it in a book, which she did, but she has experienced this. And, you know, this is what this is about. You know, today, just to top it off, you heard the show with Sarah Main. And Sarah went on a journey for 18 months, and we want to congratulate her on her book launch today, because that's what happens when you look at your life and you say to yourself, I have got to make some changes. Today, you're going to hear this story from somebody that works with people all over the world, different methodologies, energy healing, theta healing, you know, you name it. Somebody that does this, not because she read it in a book, but she has studied it, but because she has lived it. Kimberly, it's great to have you.
Oh, thank you. I'm really happy to be here.
Great launch for today, right?
Yeah.
I got to ask you, I saw you smiling a little bit when you were listening to the intro too, right?
You caught me.
Yeah. There's something to be said when we get all in, right?
Absolutely.
And I think when you say yes to do a show like this show, which is All In Healing Radio, and this is your show, when you say yes to it, there's no half in about it, right? And I want to ask you about this.
Okay.
Here you are showing up. What are the challenges? What are the obstacles that you had to overcome to bring you to this very moment?
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you guys here at Transformation Radio know a little bit about what some of those have been. I've definitely had to, you know, when you guys invited me to be part of this, what you guys are, the magic that you guys are creating here, my whole body said, yes, this sounds, you know, just yes, really. And so here I am. But however, I think I said yes maybe last June, and it's now January 2020. So I definitely had some resistance that I needed to kind of work through to be able to actually really show up for this.
Yeah. And I think the energy shifts too, because, you know, when we sat with you yesterday, both Jessica and I, and we worked with you on the show opener, and then folks will hear the close. And then, you know, Jessica, I think, mixed it, popped it over to Benny. And when I think about all those piece parts coming together so easily, right?
Yeah.
In the world we live in, we don't take that for granted. There are a lot of moving parts. But aren't there a lot of moving parts in the world you live in all in healing? And isn't this really stemming from what I think is at epidemic proportions? And that's allergies.
Mm. you're striking at my passion here for sure.
But don't you think? I mean, how, you know, go back. I don't know how long you want to go back. Not too long. But now I can't go anywhere without somebody saying, yeah, I think that's just allergies. Or wait a minute, does that food have wheat in it? Do you know what I'm saying? This
is like,
this didn't exist a decade ago.
I mean, this is a coffee house conversation. It's a living room conversation. It's happening. This is a conversation that's happening constantly now. You hear those words, allergies, and you hear inflammation. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So really, once I discovered that allergies really truly were at the root of what is creating those inflammatory patterns in the body, it changed everything in my world as a healer. So, and those allergies, just, you know, what those allergies and that inflammation really are some of those complexities that you were just talking about. All together, and what those complexities create is what we will call here resistance, or a disharmony with different energies, right? And that's really at the heart of what an allergy is, and it's made up of a lot of complex, dense sort of energies that we hold and carry in our physical and energetic bodies.
Yeah, I have a real technical term that I would like to share with you about it.
Okay.
Benny, wait for it. It's called the crust, stuff that we gather up that allows us to provide this cocoon around us to protect ourselves from life. And, you know, and you said it, resistance. I mean, how many people like to hear the word, well, you know, like I think, you know, Kimberly right now, I think like you got a little resistance going, right? Who wants to hear that?
Yeah. Well, I had resistance, you know, that took several months to work through to show up on this show today. And let me tell you what, that definitely showed up in my body, as all energies that we're holding do, right? They manifest in the physical body. So, and I am not exempt from this. And so they show up in my body. However, I'm happy to report that for the most part, I've learned through many years of doing my own work and doing my, you know, my own self-healing, that I can actually listen to subtle things that my body is speaking and not have to have my body get so incredibly loud with crazy symptoms that, you know, for the most part, once in a while, there's still a big lesson that's being thrown my direction. My body will always tell me when I'm out of alignment, you know, with something in my life. So,
yeah. And, you know, let's talk about that for a minute in terms of what we mean by the body telling us. I said to you that I just got back from my doctor, because, well, first of all, you know, Benny will attest to this. I've wreaked a lot of havoc on my knees over time, because I've been active in sports, you know, I mean, you name it, I've torn it. But in the end, right, that isn't what causes what the reaction was here 2 days ago. Because think about it, you know, yeah, maybe I had an injury a year ago, but why would that injury get activated to have my knee turn out to be the size of a large grapefruit? I mean, what is that? But let's talk about that from your perspective, because you discovered something, didn't you? I mean, you could sit here with an injury and it not do this, but somehow, maybe you put something in your body that your body says, oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no.
Yeah. So knees, that can be a lot of different things, and it's going to vary from, you know, unique individual to unique individual, of course. but generally speaking, sort of the hips down to those big toes, right, tends to have to do with something with moving forward, forward motion, moving into the future. And when we are on that quest to become, you know, our highest potential, we're certainly going to meet resistance along that path. So that can be a part of what's playing into that knee issue that's showing up. No better time for this kind of stuff to be showing up than as we move into the higher energies that 2020 is bringing and releasing all that has to go, right, as we've come through the end of 2019. There's a lot showing up for a lot of people right now, because we're all in this, right? We're all in this together. We're all having these types of experiences. So,
yeah.
But what's interesting to me was just hearing you briefly talk about your knee. I intuitively know that there's an allergy or a resistance with the injection, with the treatment.
Yeah, that's what I keep telling them.
Oh, yeah. So we can clear that. We can clear that in 30 seconds.
Let's go ahead and do that before we go to break. Because, you know, how many people are like me, right? But this is the work you do, and you learn this in your own healing journey, which we're going to talk about when we come back. But it's like when you walk into a doctor and you say, I know there's something going on here. That's not like the normal thing you want to talk about.
Yeah.
And you keep getting the same treatment and you keep having the same issue.
Right.
But the light bulb doesn't go on.
Well, here's the thing. Our allergies are very complex. So your knee, it's not just an allergy to the treatment. It's just not. There's more to it than that. We are allergic to parts of our own bodies. So when I clear allergies, I am looking at the whole, everything, all the energetics at play that are going on. And again, that varies from individual to individual. So it's not like I can just put a healing on my website for all people with knee trouble, right?
No,
it's,
you can't.
I mean, I can be really thorough and I could probably get maybe 70% of those people, but the rest are going to need a session. Because what I do in my sessions with people is I tune into your pain point, your symptom, your disease, your, you know, whatever's going on in your body that you are ready to be done with, right? And I just ask to be shown what all is creating that inflammation, that pattern. And there'll be multiple allergens, quote unquote, again, keeping in mind that the brain really thinks of an allergy or computes an allergy to be anything that's causing inflammation in the body, period. So, and those are made up of different energies that we have resistance around. So for you, I know that I would also need to include healing allergies to your knee itself, the kneecap, the fluids that are in the knee.
Yes.
The joint, the tissue, all the tissues that make up, you know, all that's going on, you know, physically, those physical parts of your knee. Think autoimmune disease. We are rejecting our own body, right? Our body thinks our own body is a threat, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So we start attacking, or the body starts attacking itself. Mm. We're allergic to ourselves. We're allergic to different parts of our body, and it can go down all the way to a cell. Even we can be allergic to our own DNA, RNA, specific cellular tissues, metabolic enzymes, proteins, vitamins, minerals, fats, salts, all the things that our body needs and uses to create a healthy immune system, to create a healthy endocrine system, skeletal system, all the different systems of our body, nervous system. So
I had no idea I was going to get this little bonus today.
I know.
I had no idea. But, you know, this is what I tried to tell you a while ago. And it's really the funnest part of what we do here. You know, I have been told by so many people that I literally don't know how to do radio the way radio is done. And then they said, thank God. Right. And, you know, the reason is that we are here to be real. So the people that are listening can pick up the phone and call you and say, I need that help too. Because see, yeah. this is what you signed up for. This is all in. You got that? This is all in. But I, you know, I didn't know that I would actually even share this about my knee today. Obviously, the pain threshold is it's a bit much. But the other thing is, there's something about your work and your energy that I know I feel comfortable with and other people feel comfortable with. Mm. Isn't that part, Kimberly, isn't that part of what you personally went through in order for you to decide, I'm going to do this thing?
Yes. Yes. I might've got lost in that question. So.
But you know, this is it. I mean, you jumped right into helping me because this is your wheelhouse. This is like, you're like, oh my goodness, I don't know what she's asking me or what the question is, but I'm tapping into something going on with her. And because I'm a little intuitive, I knew you were doing that. But isn't this what the mainstream world needs to know? You know, and by the way, throwing more meds at a situation, I'm not anti-med. I want to be really clear with people out there. There are situations where we can look at certain medication and boy, do you need them. But when we throw a one size fits all concoction onto somebody that is unique, that's exactly what you're talking about. Isn't really that aligned with your definition of an allergy?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that resistance that creates that literally creates, I mean, like resistance is, or I should say inflammation really is the manifestation of the in the physical form of resistance. That's really just what that is. And that resistance is made up from our traumas that we're holding from this lifetime and other lifetimes. Okay. Not just what's happening here. Some of this we've brought in to work, to continue working through, you know, in this lifetime. Some of the stuff some of the trauma that can be creating symptoms in our body isn't even ours.
Wow.
Some of us have, you know, contracted on a soul level to come in and, you know, do work for the collective. And a lot of those type of people are carrying trauma for the planet, for the human race. You know, empaths and intuitives, light workers, those that are here anchoring that light tend to have, you know, contracts that to, hold the trauma for their mother or their female, you know, ancestral line, their father, their father's ancestral line. So in order to resolve all of what's creating that inflammatory pattern in a unique individual, we have to be able to have a method or a methodology that allows us to bring in all of those parts, all of those aspects. You know, the trauma from this lifetime, again, trauma is one of the biggest things that really creates pain in the body.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah. So, and again, it has to be able to resolve and dissolve that trauma from our systems and from all of those different places that we can be grabbing onto it from. And then it also has to have the, you know, we can be storing things in any part of our body, cellularly, in the DNA, right? And in the chakra bodies, our subtle bodies, our energetic and magnetic fields, right? So in order for something to really be effective, to dissolve those patterns, we have to be able to come at it with something that addresses all of those things all at one time.
Mm.
And that's the magic. That's why this works the way it does.
Isn't that all in healing?
All in healing.
I know. You know, I went ahead and skipped the break because I wanted to really continue with this because I love how the right thing shows up. And by the way, for those of you out there, if you want to connect with Kimberly, let's make sure we have the phone lines open and also our instant messaging. You can give us a shout. Benny will pick up of course, 1-800-930-2819. And please feel free to find out, ask Kimberly a question. But, you know, the thing I want to say about this is what you do. So I did not have to tell you that I went to the doctor and I'm sitting here with 3 ice packs on my knee. I didn't have to tell you that.
Right.
Right. And I want to get back to that because as we're looking at this, there are solutions that have shown up and things you've done to help people. You probably have more stories about what you've seen. And I would like to ask you about them because I think we're in a new age now where stories are the way that we help people learn and change. I really do. I mean, when somebody labeled us last year the Disney of podcasting, I wasn't sure if that was like a compliment or, you know, I didn't get it. It was like, am I like Minnie Mouse? What am I? Like what? I didn't get it. But then I understood it. Isn't this the vibration of sharing stories? Isn't that part of All in Healing?
It is. And I think that's why I tend to talk a lot, even in my private sessions. I'm always sharing stories.
All right. I want you to share a story now, because I think that what we're saying here and what you demonstrated here in this show is a story in itself. Mm. But without sharing private information, who are the people that have walked through your door for help?
Oh my gosh.
I know.
All ages, all kinds, even the skeptical, okay? Even the skeptical. So I have a few stories that, of course, that can kind of share some of that. One of them is a medical doctor, okay? Medical doctor in mainstream medicine.
Yeah.
With severe acid reflux that he dealt with since university, medical school.
Yeah.
So 15 years, and where it's so severe was because it's gone, was so severe that he had to have an endoscopy every 6 months because they had to really monitor him closely. And he was on medications, of course, all of that. And I worked with him probably, this was actually when I was just getting started working with clients in the world as well. So I was like, I almost didn't even know what to expect. What all can this modality do? I didn't even know, right? I just say, bring it, tell me what it is. Let's see what we can do with it, right?
Okay, so it wasn't like what happened with me when I dialed the wrong phone number where you're like, well, wait a minute, is this the biggest cosmic joke in the world? That, you know, one of the first clients, it's like when I did the first crust busting workshop, right? And totally spiritual. And I'm not a reverend or any of that. And all of the reverends, all of the ministers from the Center for Spiritual Living showed up. I was like, for real? But what was that like for you?
That.
You stood in your power.
Yeah, it was really amazing. What's super interesting about this too is this works remotely, you guys. So you can be, I've had people tell me they're in their bathtub. I've had people tell me, I mean, they're calling me from their bed, their couch. They're just, you know, pajamas, cup of coffee, whatever's going, you know, they're just relaxing. I have clients and now practitioners of this modality all over the world. So thank you for Facebook for those types of things, social media, they connect us, for Zoom, for having a platform. I love Zoom.
I love Zoom too.
Yeah, Zoom's amazing. But yeah, I was just like, okay. But here's one of the interesting things about that story.
Yeah.
This medical doctor, I was actually working with his wife who wanted me to do my work, the allergy healing work that I do on her and her 2 children and her husband. And I just said, well, just, you know, and he's busy and he doesn't know. He's skeptical. He's just like, yeah, whatever, you know, go ahead. You do whatever you want, you know. And I said, well, make sure I have his permission if I'm going to be working with his energy, right? So we always want permission. And he was like, of course, that's great. But he's like, didn't expect anything, right? Because he's a medical doctor and he's obviously open enough to say, give it a whirl, right? But so I never spoke to him one time myself. We didn't have a personal private session. I just started working remotely on that acid reflux issue. And all that went into that, I think that was about, this was about 4 years ago now. So I'm kind of reaching back, maybe 3 to 4 years ago. So I'm reaching back a little bit, but,
that's okay.
Yeah. It's just such a cool story, but he is acid reflux free, long story short. and it hasn't returned. He's off the med. He doesn't even need the medication. He's felt better than he's felt in, you know, 20 years or more. And so that was a really cool story. And talk about exactly what I needed, right, to really propel me into, okay, I'm on the right path. I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. Because literally this was one of my first family clients that I was working with beyond my friends and my own family. So that was amazing. We got to work with behavior disorders with her son. By clearing allergies, we got to clear up the diaper rash her daughter had so bad that nothing was touching it or helping it. Gone, just gone. We got to work with her, some of her issues that she had. She would have acne show up across her back. Got that gone. I don't even remember what all else for her, but there was some other things. So I I've had a 12-year-old girl, a mother come with her 12-year-old daughter to me. Again, just remotely. I never worked with the daughter, you know, one-to-one. I would just work with the mother. She had alopecia. She had a severe case that was activated by a strep infection. Wow. This poor 12-year-old girl, a big circle of no hair on the back of her crown. Kids tend to be mean, you know, in school. School's a tough ground, right?
It is a tough ground.
Yeah, but we worked that. I had to clear the allergies to the strep, again, which I didn't know, and the mother hadn't told me, but her priority allergy that came up was streptococcus bacterias. So, and then she told me after I told her what was coming up, she's like, oh, well, that's what she had. And then this whole thing happened, you know, I'm like, okay. So, and I had to clear a bunch of different things. Again, when you have something major happen like that, it's not just one allergy. Like for you, it's not just that treatment.
Of course, right? Of course it's not.
Yeah. So, right. But her hair, you know, grew right back in. She's got a nice full head of hair. She's feeling good, you know? Did I know I could help people with alopecia? No, I had no idea, but I do now. Right. So when people call me or people leave me messages or people inquire, I just say, you know, about, can you do this? Does it do that? Does it? And I'm just like, show up. Let's see what happens. You know?
Well, this is the thing I want to talk about when we come back from break.
Okay.
For those of you out there that want to, I know I didn't plan this for all of you, but if you want to connect with Kimberly during the show, give us a call 1-800-930-2819. But please go to Kimberly's website, Kimberly with a K, Carlson.com. Check it out. And what you're going to find, first of all, you're going to meet Kimberly up close and personal, but you're going to read about who she is, right? What she does. And I like this because her unique approach, it doesn't just peel back the layers, right? It literally disintegrates the layer. See, that's
absolutely
different. You know, you can peel back the layer of the onion, but that little piece on the onion is always left on the bottom part of the onion, right? We're not talking that. We're going deeper and deeper and get rid of the root cause. When we come back, probably going to talk to you about whatever Kimberly is going to do to help me. But more importantly, we want you to understand the depth of what's happening with inflammation and autoimmune disease and why Kimberly said yes to her life calling, but also to doing this show. When we come back, energetic allergy healing. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Kimberly Carlson, and I would love for you to tune into All In Healing Radio, where together we will begin to experience health, happiness, and harmony in all areas and aspects of life. Join us every first Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m. on transformationtalkradio.com. All In Healing will help you release layers of negative beliefs and energies for radiant health, deep joy, and greater abundance. Visit me at KimberlyCarlson.com.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. Parenting will always be a bit of a mystery. Who knows why some parenting ideas work and others do not? Or why some kids seem to succeed despite family setbacks, while others have so much given to them and yet fail to thrive? The one thing we do know is that once you have a child, you'll never be quite the same again. Awe-inspiring emotions like overwhelming love, extreme guilt, intense frustration, and incredible joy make this job second to none. Breaking free of parenting pressures means recognizing the pieces that make us unique, the pieces that we carry with us from the past, and the pieces that are influenced by the society we live in. When we can pick and choose which pieces we want to keep around and change the others to align with our inner wisdom, we will feel more self-assured in our role as a parent.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
Learn to live in the light and unveil the authentic you with A Time of Healing Radio with me, Felice Diana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in every third Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as I help listeners understand sacred fusion energy and how to connect to the spirit that fuels the very life we live. Explore the journey of spiritual transcendence and ultimately discover the path to peace, love, purpose and wholeness. For more information, visit atimeofhealing.com.
How do you feel? Just okay? Well, how about you tune in and get ready to be more with The Healing Hour with me, Doc Martin, every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm ready for your questions, and I can't wait to help you find the answers. Every month, we'll have a new live call-in show with innovative topics and a powerful hour of healing. To learn more about me, visit DrSharonMartin.com. See you there. I'm going to be here. You won't want to miss it.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Hey, everybody, look at, I am so thrilled to be doing this show today. I'm Dr. Pat, and I am here with Kimberly Carlson. But you should remember this, all in healing. That's Kimberly's show. It's about health, it's about harmony, and it's about happiness. Today, we're talking about the hidden truth about your allergies. These are the things that you need to know for yourself, for your children, for your loved ones. But these are the things that you should know. Kimberly, would you please, what's the best website, social media, anything you want to share? Tell people what you've got going on, please.
Okay. Well, mainly right now it's my website. I do have a Facebook group that I started not too long ago, but that is there as well. But my website is my first name, Kimberly. It's Kimberly Carlson. However, Kimberly is spelled with an IE. So that can kind of hang people up, you know, a little bit. But yeah, so it's instead of a Y, my mother decided it was going to be an IE. So there you have it. So KimberlyCarlson.com. And yeah, you can definitely see more about who I am, kind of how I arrived at this space and place and time and what I'm doing. And some of the different programs that I do offer there. So I have a lot of different ways that you can receive this type of work, this type of healing. So,
yeah. And what we're talking about is, you know, in person, remote, this is really the world we're stepping into. And mm-hmm. that's why what we're talking about here is energetic allergy healing now, you know, to really give people a sense of what you've discovered. I mean, right out of the gate, you know, you picked up something in me, right, mm-hmm. that was going on. And you and I didn't plan to talk about it. But that's why I love the universe, because right. the universe says, wow, if you're going to introduce a healer to the world, then let's talk about what they do through demonstration.
And, awesome.
And isn't that the coolest thing?
I love it. Absolutely.
How do you talk about energetic allergy healing, right? And is that, in fact, what you picked up on me? Is that the right language?
Yeah, absolutely. The type of pain that you're experiencing, the type of inflammatory pattern that you have going on, I would definitely do an allergy healing, period. That's going to be the most effective way to clear that pain and to work as a preventative measure moving forward as well. So because it's not about just right now. Like, to me, this is the most preventative medicine out there, right? So when you clear your allergies to all parts of your body so that they can actually work better for you, when you clear allergies to the nutrients that your body needs to create a healthy cell, you are being incredibly preventative, right? Because when you are allergic to, when you're in resistance to a vitamin, to a mineral, to even salt, sugar, fats, proteins, these are all extremely common, extremely common. And when you're allergic to them, your body is going to use or absorb little to none of it, okay? So that's why those that are on a quest say to get their vitamin D levels up. That's a really common one. Everybody wants those really healthy looking vitamin D levels, right?
Right.
Well, my naturopath informed me that I've got the best level she's ever seen. Okay. So that's because of the work I do. So when you are allergic to it, you can take it. You can take what you need to correct those deficiencies. And some people still can't even get to those healthier levels. It's because they're not absorbing it properly. So once we clear it as an allergy, you clear that resistance, you bring back harmony between you and that energy of that D vitamin, you're in business. And then your body gets to actually start to use and absorb it. This is why endocrine health changes. This is why your immune system changes. It's not just change. It's actually brand new. You're being made brand new. So your organs, your soft tissues, your glands, your digestive tract, it's all brand new about every 3 months or so, right? Mm. Little variation there. But when you are no longer allergic to the nutrients your body needs to create a healthy cell, every 3 months you've got brand new cells. You've literally got brand new tissue, brand new organs, brand new glands. And every 3 months or so, you're going to have another health jump or another health improvement because your system is being literally rebuilt anew, stronger every time. It's pretty incredible. So preventative medicine, to me, this is it, right?
But what you're talking about too is that, you know, and let's just kind of recap for folks, because when I think about All In Healing and what the show's about and what you're bringing forward on a regular basis in this, what we're really talking about is, you know, what many people knew about thousands and thousands of years ago. And then thanks to Dr. Oz, he made a bold statement about energy medicine being the next frontier. Mm-hmm. But for people like you, for me, for what I've learned, and for so many others, that frontier is now. And I think, and I want to ask you this, sometimes out of our own desperation, we have to discover something.
Absolutely.
Maybe sooner than the world would discover it, so to speak. Isn't that true of energetic allergy healing as well?
Absolutely. And it wasn't just my own suffering that the universe was responding to, my pleas, right? But once I had my own children and I began to watch them be have pathogen issues, just like mother, right? That's kind of been my sort of Achilles heel, so to speak. Bacterial patterns, viral patterns, you know, Epstein-Barr virus, all these different types of pathogen yeast issues turned into like crazy systemic yeast issues. Diet doesn't really, it can, you know, I found bits and pieces to help myself along the way. You know, the probiotics, you know, good supplements to support your body. But I still had the issues, right? They were still there, maybe a bit, but still there.
Yeah.
The brain fog, the swollen glands in the throat, you know, all the different things that come with those viruses and those pathogens that we can store in any tissue of our body. Like I've literally had to, in order to heal some back pain that a client came to me with, for instance, one of her priorities was a virus. Who knew? She was storing it in the tissues there that was creating inflammation and that the muscle, the spine, the nervous system, whatever, right there in her back. We cleared that up and she's pain-free within, you know, I don't know, 12-ish hours or so, 10 hours. So,
This is interesting. I'm always fascinated by how it works for you, meaning you know that you've developed a way to pinpoint, right? I mean, you did it today with me in the show before I even mentioned it. But you've been doing this now for some time where you've really fine-tuned and perfected it.
Yeah.
You know, what have you found is the most, or shall I say, the greatest barriers for people to heal? What have you seen show up where it's like, okay, healing is not going to happen right here because of dot, dot, dot?
Well, I have thought a lot about this subject.
That's
a big subject, actually. Yeah. And I've asked questions. So one of my favorite things to do and to recommend to all people who are on a spiritual path, right? That's going to be pretty much everybody who's here, I'm sure. So ask questions.
Yeah.
You really do receive an answer. You do receive it. That's how everything has come through. And you're right, what you mentioned earlier, kind of the more you get to that spot where you are just done and you just, that almost that desperation and you're like, that's it. One of the things that we're doing at that point is almost that humility piece, that kind of going down on the knees and just going, okay, universe, God, you know, what power is it be? I need an answer. I need something to change, you know, and what we're doing, we're asking, what can I do? How can I resolve this? We will always be answered. So,
but that's really kind of the interesting thing about this too, is besides the body being such a miraculous thing, right? Our ability to hone in on what's ailing someone, that's what you're talking about doing. That's what you're talking about has happened. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the physical, because we live in this physical world, right? Mm. What is it about the physical and the energetics that bring us to a new place of discovery, a long-term discovery? What is it about that that could literally crack this nut open? Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with All In Healing.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
How many times do you find yourself saying, "It was nothing"? Next time someone tells you, "Great job," you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to Be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to Be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self. Check out her website, couragetobeseen.com, and listen to the first Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m. Pacific with host Sherry Clark. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
You know that moment when you realize you've mastered your wellness or that you will never fall off the roller coaster of life? Well, yeah, me either. But I still ride Unicorn. I will teach you how to become a mindset master. You will learn how your habits and behavior affect the success of your nutrition and exercise, relationships, organization, and so much more. Motivation doesn't arrive in an email, so stop waiting for it. You have to take action, then motivation follows. I am Coach Peggy Wells. Get out of your comfort zone and recognize the simple truth. We aren't that special. We all have crap to deal with, and we all have a lot more in common than not. I want to spark you into action. We will learn, love, and laugh together. So join me every first and third Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific for Coach Couch and Coffee Radio, where you will learn that being happy and healthy is way more than carrot sticks and squats. I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Hey, everybody, want you to get a hold of Kimberly Carlson. And it's KimberlyCarlson.com. Go to the website, check it out. Also, I want to make sure that when you go to the website, there are a lot of things that you'll find here. Some of the things we're talking about today, some of them we're not. You can schedule a free call. There's a way to do that. The other thing, too, is you can also follow Kimberly on social media and check into upcoming events and so forth. Did I leave anything out, Kim?
I don't think so.
Oh, cool.
sounds good to me.
Yeah, I remember the first time I met Kimberly, and I was like, okay. So the first thing I saw was your skin art. And I said, you know, I tried to get this tattoo when I moved to Seattle.
Oh,
remember,
yeah.
I told you about that?
I remember.
And they did a test on me. And the next thing I know, my entire arm looked like I had like some kind of measles or something, right?
Yeah.
And well, never was able to get the tattoo. I'm not sure that I could or couldn't now. But in the end, we are really finding with people that there are things that you may not believe you might be allergic to or might have an allergy with. But we live in a world now where there are more and more and more showing up. And I wanted to ask you about this because you work with people on the physical, right? As well as the energetic. Tell us about that.
Yes. And you're kind of bringing me back to a question you asked earlier again, too. Yeah. Has to do with the time that we're living in on this planet. So what I've really noticed in this work, you asked me earlier, who shows up? Who do you work on? The age groups are vast, right? 80 something that doesn't, you know, down to newborns, pregnant women, all of it, right? However, what they have in common is that they are sensitive. They fit into this category of whether they even, some of them are not aware of it. Most of them are about their empathic abilities, their nature or empathic nature. There's their strong psychic abilities or intuition. They're serving as a healer in some capacity already, or, you know, serving in some capacity, working with the light here on this planet.
Yeah.
So that means we are sensitive people. Like, we are a sensitive group of people.
Right.
So what that translates into is that we're sensitive to not just everything in our environment, but we're sensitive to our own emotions. We're sensitive to the emotions of others, the thoughts, those feelings, everything we're picking up on in our world. And we get overwhelmed. We get overwhelmed by it. And guess what really creates those allergies? It's emotional overwhelm that we do not have the ability to process. Okay. So, you know, of course there's trauma. Yes. That's kind of what trauma is, right? That overwhelm, whether it's emotional, it can be emotional, it can be physical, it can be mental. Usually it's hitting all those spots, you know, when it's a big event that's creating trauma that we're holding.
Yeah.
It's the sensitive ones. And you also asked me earlier as well about who heal, like that healing process, and how that varies. And again, I haven't been able to put a total finger like on that. We're all such unique expressions. We are all on such our own unique path. And that path includes whatever their soul has deemed it includes, right? So, for what I have noticed is people who are in patterns of disease, who are struggling with autoimmune, who have been locked into suffering and pain, inflammation, disease in the body, chronic for a long time, like long standing, their immune systems are shot, right? They're just shot. The adrenals are shot. The endocrine system's not functioning right. The nervous system's fried. You know, the digestive isn't working the way it's supposed to. And that creates a whole downstream of flood of issues. So those people tend to need a little more, right? Mm-hmm. They tend to need a little more attention, a little more time, a little more investment in their own healing, and also a little more patience. So I've had the experience of clearing grains, for instance, gluten, right? Dairy, all that stuff for a woman who's 75 years old. I've never worked on her before. Her goal was to be able to eat cookies at a convention she was attending in 4 days. Chocolate chip cookies. And she hadn't eaten wheat. She hadn't eaten dairy in 10 years. She couldn't touch anything.
Wow.
And that's what she missed the
most. That's a lofty goal.
Right?
Yeah.
We had her there. She was eating that cookie and she started writing me. I just had an English muffin with real butter and it was delicious. God. Right. And she used to get GI pain. Joint pain.
Yeah.
And then she would also have GI problems.
From gluten.
From gluten.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So we cleaned all that up and she's been doing, that was probably about 5 years ago now as well. So, and she's still doing amazing. So, and then you have people that'll come through and they'll have the healing to the grains and the dairy and the stuff, but they need more. They've got leaky gut. They've got some more repair that needs to happen in the body. Some people are a little slower at responding. Some people need those 3 month increments where everything's rebuilding and rebuilding, stronger and better than before. Some people have to have the whole array of allergy healing that I bring to my programs that are on my website.
Yep.
Not just, hey, let's clear that grains and dairy that they know bothers them, right? That they know they can't touch or it creates a problem in their body. We got to look at the other stuff. We got to clear the parts of the body. We have to work with the emotions. We have to clear other things that are creating digestive issues.
Yeah. And I think that's where we started the show from. Yeah. Wow, the hour has gone so fast. We started talking about the layers, right? Mm-hmm. We started the show talking about the fact that when you work with someone, when we're talking about all in healing, we're taking a look at the entire range of possibilities so that when all in healing is activated, we're not really leaving any residual so that people can live that life. Kimberly, thank you so much for today. People are going to hear lots more from you. Thank you for today. I do have a last question. What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us all with today? And thank you so much for all that you do.
Well, I didn't know that one was coming, but, you know, on the fly, I would have to say, remember who you are. Remember your power, okay? Because we are powerful beyond measure. We are creators. We are divine beings. And we are incredibly powerful. We've just forgotten, okay? So we need to remember. And the more we heal, the more we give ourselves that first and heal, the more we expand into the truth of all that we are.
Mm.
We are powerful. You are powerful.
So. Wow. Thank you. Thank you. Kimberly Carlson. Go to the website, KimberlyCarlson.com. Please remember this. Please remember all in healing with Kimberly. Kimberly, thank you so much.
Oh, awesome. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. You have been peeling back the layers and stepping into ease, abundance, and wholeness with All In Healing, Health, Happiness, and Harmony on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, Kimberly Carlson. And I will be back with more life-changing healings and insights. Join us next time as All In Healing sets the world free from pain, struggle, and disease, one listener at a time. And remember, your journey is unique. But the path to true joy and freedom is the same for every one of us. Heal with us, layer by loving layer, as we move together toward health, happiness, and harmony. To learn more about me and All In Healing, please visit KimberlyCarlson.com. www.thebodyhealthyourself.com. See you next time.